From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is under intense pressure to stick with the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Comments made, including British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
We think that it's a valuable agreement. We think it's one of the great achievements of collective diplomacy over the last couple of decades. We accept that Iranian behavior has been disruptive in the region. We accept that the president has some valid points that need to be addressed, but we believe they are capable of being addressed, and we hope the deal will be preserved.
One of the deal's chief proponents, French President Emmanuel Macron, is on a state visit to the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will follow him, meeting with Mr. Trump at the White House Friday, and is also expected him to urge to back the deal. The president has called the three-year-old agreement flawed. A decision he has to make by May 12 will be to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Among his objections, Tehran's ballistic missile program, international inspections, and the agreement's so-called sunset provision. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, at a New York foreign policy meeting, talked about the need for dialogue.
That is why we have suggested in a number of op-eds that I've written, as well as in other presentations, a regional dialogue forum.
In a Monday tweet, Mr. Zarif warned, it's all or nothing. Former Malawian President Joyce Banda is expected to return to the country Saturday after 3 years of self-imposed exile amid corruption allegations. The scandal surrounding her administration came to be known as Cashgate, in which senior officials siphoned millions from state coffers. It prompted a cutoff of foreign aid. Ms. Banda lost a re-election bid in 2014 to incumbent Peter Mutharika. This is VOA News.